this is Mojo Nixon on the Sirius Stars Channel, Sirius 102.
Lying cocksuckers!
The opinions expressed in this program are those of Mojo Nixon and Mojo Nixon alone. In no way does Sirius Satellite Radio endorse or agree with anything this lunatic has to say. Sirius Satellite Radio is a billion-dollar corporation, and frankly, we're scared shitless of this nut job who's obviously hopped up on something. How he got a job is a mystery to us all.
Lying cocksuckers!
On the Sirius Stars Channel, Sirius 102.
Mojo Nixon here. Friends, this is my weekly political talk show, Lying Cocksuckers. Because that's what politicians are. And friends, we're going to get to Bush and the Republicans and the war in Iraq and the election coming up in nigh on 3 weeks. But first, I want to talk about something going on down in Arkansas. That's right, down there in Arkansas, Eureka Springs, Arkansas to be exact. A tourist town is going to vote to decriminalize marijuana. That's right. It says right here, Eureka Springs will vote next month on whether to make misdemeanor marijuana arrests the city's lowest law enforcement priority. It says here that 12 states have decriminalized marijuana possession to some extent. In most cases, a first-time arrest for possession of less than an ounce is treated like a traffic ticket and is punishable by a fine of less than $300. You get a ticket, you pay the fine within 30 days, it's no big deal. Eureka Springs Initiative seeks a suspended sentence or community service for misdemeanor possession. Friends, I'm going to say it. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Not only should we decriminalize marijuana, we should legalize all drugs, recreational or otherwise, right here, right now. I know some of y'all are going, but Mojo, what about those hard drugs? What about heroin and cocaine? And Mojo, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could legalize ecstasy and mushrooms and marijuana, but, you know, what about that stuff people get addicted to? You mean like alcohol and cigarettes, our current legal drugs? Friends, we have absolutely, positively, unequivocally no moral foot to stand upon. As long as alcohol and cigarettes are legal. None. Zip. Zilch. We shouldn't just decriminalize marijuana. We should legalize all drugs tomorrow. Heroin. PCP. All your uppers and downers. Methamphetamine. All of it. What's the difference between those drugs and prescription drugs? What's the difference? Well, I see. The drug companies and the doctors get a piece of the action, and it's legal. See, what is the reason for having these drug laws in the first place? See, whatever your reason is for having drug laws, it don't work. See, the idea is, well, we don't want people taking these recreational drugs because they might become addicted to them, and then they'd be all fucked up. And they'd be a burden on society, and they'd be hurting themselves. So we're just going to make these drugs illegal. Friends, let me clue you in on something. I don't know. Most of y'all probably already know this. I'm Mojo Nixon. This is my weekly political talk show, Lying Cocksuckers. No, I'm not high. Not yet. Making drugs illegal hasn't stopped anybody from getting the drugs they want. And I'm the proof of that. You know, if you're a heroin junkie, you can get heroin if you love cocaine. Oh, crack. Let's say you're a crackhead. You're a cracky crack crackhead. You are the worst crackhead of all time. You are Crackzilla. You are Crack Kong. Oh, there's a place to go get crack. You know, if you want downers like Rush Limbaugh does, you know, if you want that OxyContin, you know, you want to dull the pain of existence, you can get that. You can either get it through legal or illegal means. Friends, making drugs illegal hasn't stopped anybody who wants to get drugs from getting it. And when I say legalized drugs, I'm talking about adults. I'm not talking about a 12-year-old all hopped up on heroin. No, I'm talking about adults, people over 18, making decisions. Do you want to do drugs or not? And friends, you know, you see these ads on TV. It says 1 in 5 people who try cocaine get hooked. Well, what about the other 80% of us, huh? Why do we have to be punished? Why, you know, why? You know, or don't the same percentages hold true for, you know, sleeping pills or anybody that takes a bunch of, you know, prescription painkillers? Don't like 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 get hooked on those too? And what about alcohol? Don't like 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 have a problem with alcohol? Same thing with cigarettes. Friends, this whole thing is a bunch of bullshit. Bullshit, bad shit, cockle-doodle-doo. Friends, we can't let one bad apple spoil the whole bunch. You know, if 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 people can't handle their drugs, they shouldn't do them. Don't make it illegal for all of us. What kind of crazy throwing out the baby with the bathwater bullshit is that? So, my point number one, making drugs illegal hadn't stopped anybody from getting illegal drugs. Point number two, by making drugs illegal, you know what you're doing? You're criminalizing a whole subsection of the population, and you're making the criminals, the professional criminals, the gangsters, the mafiosos, the outfit, the mob, you're making them more rich and more powerful. And why do gangsters kill each other? They don't kill each other because they need drugs, because of the money. That's right, the money. See, you've driven this economy underground. Well, the government and regular businessmen can't take care of it, so guess what? The illegal businessmen, the gangsters take care of it. They take care of it. They can charge an enormous profit margin. You feel like you're paying too much for drugs, too? You know, my friend, I have a drug problem. It's called supply. Plus, I never know what the fuck I'm getting. Hell, I could be snorting borax and just remembering being high for all I fucking know. See, friends, by making drugs illegal, you're filling up the jails, not with criminals, but with drug addicts, with sick people, people that can't handle their drugs. You're filling up the jails with drug addicts, and you're creating a whole criminal class that's got a fucking money cow. They've got a cash cow, and that would be illegal drugs, making money off illegal drugs. Friends, you legalize illegal drugs, and tomorrow the criminal element will go away. They'll go somewhere else. And that's why you should also legalize prostitution. Legalize drugs, and the criminals won't be making any money off of it. Oh, and guess what? If you were to legalize drugs, possibly you could control the quality, what Mojo complains about, and the government could tax it. Yes, the government. Somebody in Washington just turned their head. What? What? We can get some more tax? What? What did Mojo say? I don't normally listen to a show. That motherfucker's crazier than a one-eyed tick on a rabbit coon dog. But he said something about tax revenue. Think of all the tax revenue off marijuana. Just think marijuana alone. Weed. Pot. Think of Texas tea. Think about the tax revenue on that alone. Then we could also see if you had tax revenue. One, you'd have supply and distribution. Possibly a little quality control. Instead of, you know, going in an alley and sneaking, well, you know what you got to do. I got to call a man. He's got to see a dude. I got to drive. Yeah. Fuck, it takes forever. See, criminals would stop fighting over drugs if they were legal because there wouldn't be any money in it. There would only be a small margin of profit. You know, they wouldn't be buying something for $10,000 and selling it for $50,000. See, you know, that'll get you criminals excited. If you're buying it for 10 and selling it for 12, well, the criminals don't want to have nothing to do with it. They like your high-risk venture. You know, and drug addicts rarely, if ever, harm anybody because they're high. I don't have the statistics here, but most of what you call your drug crime is two different drug syndicates fighting over the turf of who gets to sell the drugs to the drug addicts because that's where the fucking money is. A guy that's a heroin addict or a cocaine fiend, he might run into your house and steal your TV. But he's not, you know, some guy that's all hopped up on meth might make some real bad decisions. You know, he might marry a real ugly woman in Vegas late at night. But, you know, and he might steal your car stereo. Oh, yeah, a junkie might steal your car stereo. But they're not going to hold families hostage or anything like that. They want money. So they can buy more drugs. They decided life sucks. They've decided I ain't going to fucking work. I ain't going to work. I don't give a fuck about my family. I don't give a fuck about myself. You know, I'm addicted to drugs and I like it. I don't plan on stopping until I fucking die. Friends, we need to legalize all drugs tomorrow. And don't talk to me, Mojo, what about there is no moral question here as long as doctors and pharmaceutical, as long as pharmaceutical companies are advertising their drugs on TV, give me a fucking break. As long as Budweiser and fucking, you know, Burroughs Welcome are advertising their drugs on TV, don't talk to me about your moral high ground. I'm talking about adults making informed decisions on when and where they want to get high. You know, and I don't know why, you know, all those drugs they got there at the pharmacy, yet another scam. How come they aren't all over the counter? Let Mojo mix and match. Let Mojo have a little fun, huh? Why, you know, who the fuck put the American Medical Association in charge of handing out the drugs? Well, see, apparently a few people said, you know, fuck that. I'm going to get my own source, and I'm going to get what I want. Friends, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we should be able to take whatever fucking drugs we want whenever we want. And if we fuck up, we should pay the price. But guess what? Some people take drugs, and they don't fucking go crazy. They don't kill anybody. They have a nice, fun weekend. That's right. They have a nice, fun weekend, and then they go back to work on Monday. And why is it that people do take drugs? Because of work on Monday. You're sitting in a fucking cubicle. You know, there's some idiot talking over the intercom. You got a big stack of bullshit work to do. It's the dull drudgery of existence, the existential ennui of nothing. Nothingness. You know, you're sitting there, you're 30 years old, and you're going, this is it? I get to fuck the same piece of pussy the rest of my life. I got, you know, kids that don't appreciate me. I got a job that sucks. Maybe I need to get a little goddamn high this weekend. Friends, as I said before, making drugs illegal isn't stopping anybody from getting illegal drugs. Not one person. And if you were to legalize drugs, the criminal element would be gone because there'd be no margin. There'd be no profit. You can't see when you're doing an illegal activity, you can mark up all you want. What are people going to do? Shoot you? I guess that's what the other criminal gang will do. See, and then the third thing, making drugs illegal to bad eggs like me, malcontents, psychos, ruffians, roustabouts, freedom seekers, wild free spirits. When you tell me it's illegal and I can't have it, guess what? Hey, maybe I ought to go try that. You know, maybe I don't know what they're talking about. Let me find, you know, I'd just like to find out for myself. I would like to find out for myself whether or not that drug is for me. I don't need the goddamn federal government or the church or the state or my mama or my wife or anybody else saying, oh, Mojo, you shouldn't do that. And friends, I've done some drugs. Oh, yeah, I've done a whole bunch of them. And I'll tell you this right now, that first 15 minutes on cocaine or speed, oh, that's glorious. It's that last 2 weeks, it's no good. It's that last, you know, when you got blood all over your pella and your turds have no form and you feel, you know, you feel like you're going to die. That's the bad part. Friends, I speak the truth because I know from experience. And I'm telling you right now, if we were to legalize drugs tomorrow, we could give drugs to sick people. Oh, yeah, sick people that are sick might smoke a little marijuana and feel a little better before they die. But, oh, no, we got to get on our high moral horse, which is a bunch of horseshit. Right now, the current drug laws are benefiting who? They're benefiting the drug dealers, who can charge an exorbitant rate and make a ton of money. And they're benefiting the police and the jails because they get a lot of business. They get a whole, oh, let's shake them. They might have drugs. Let's put them in jail. Oh, yeah, oh, we busted up the drug ring. You see it on TV all the time. Right now, our current system isn't protecting anybody from getting high because everybody who wants to get high is currently buying illegal drugs. What our current system is doing, it's losing the government tax money. It's criminalizing sick people who want to take medical marijuana. It's fucking making gangsters rich and powerful and murderous. It's filling up our jails. And it's keeping people like me and you from getting high to do what? Take away the pain of being alive. I'm Mojo Nixon, and I say legalize every drug.